Hello and welcome to Carey Baptist Church here in Moulton. Stuart here, I'm by myself today. It's good to join with you. Let's commit this time to God in prayer. Lord, I pray for those who are listening online in their homes, that your word and the message and the prayers would speak to them, would minister to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our reading is from Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech. Night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech, they use no words, no sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes into all the earth, their words to the end of the world. In the heavens God has pitched a tent for the sun. It is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, like a champion rejoicing to run its course. It rises at one end of the heavens and makes its circuit to the other. Nothing is deprived of its warmth. The law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The statutes of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, giving joy to the heart. The commands of the Lord are radiant, giving light to the eyes. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The decrees of the Lord are firm, all of them are righteous. They are more precious than gold, than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey from the honeycomb. By them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. But who can discern their own errors? Forgive my hidden faults. Keep your servant also from willful sins. May they not rule over me. Then I will be blameless, innocent of great transgression. May these words of my mouth and this meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Let us pray. Lord, as we reflect upon your word and as we continue in our series, may your spirit blow in and through what is said. In Jesus' name, amen. We're continuing our series on hearing God's word based on the book How to Hear God, A Simple Guide for Normal People by Pete Gregg. We are nearly finished now, only one more concluding session and then we're done. This week we're looking at discerning God's voice in the whole of life, in community, in creation and culture. God doesn't just speak to us in the context of a church worship service, but in daily life, at work, through other people, through the beauty of creation, and through films or music or from the wider culture. There is no sacred secular divide. God can communicate with us through all things and in all places, even in the pub. Pete Gregg opens the chapter of this book with a story about him being in a pub and how God used that opportunity. He'd been in a service in church, and it'd been a long day, and the speaker who was speaking there said to him, let's go next door to the pub for a pint. It's a bit like here, we've got a pub next door to our church as well. And they sneaked out because he was feeling tired, really. He'd had sort of done four services or something like that. And when they went into the pub, they saw a guy at the bar who was drinking his pint, and they recognized him from being in the service as well, that he'd also sneaked out. So he sort of smiled to him and they invited him to come over and join them at the table. And as they got talking, they realized that he was also in the armed services. like the speaker was, and they started talking and ended up sharing the gospel with him. And then a woman broke into the pub and went up to this guy and said, "What are you doing in here?" And then she looked around and she realized that the pastor and the speaker were sitting at the table with him. And she sort of said that she'd invited her rather wayward brother to come and to hear about the Alpha course and to perhaps enroll on that course. And she came in realizing that God had used that opportunity to actually speak to her brother in a more personal way. So we see from that God can speak also in worship services, but also in the pub next door. I like that story because I like a pint and chatting with people in a pub as well. And it's good to know that God can use those opportunities too. God uses other people to speak to us often. Sometimes we would prefer to be a solitary Christian, to do it on our own. C.S. Lewis, who called himself a very reluctant convert to Christianity, says this about the desire to being a Christian on your own. He says, "I thought I could do it on my own," confessed C.S. Lewis, "by retiring to my rooms and reading theology." Eventually, reluctantly, he began attending church and made an important discovery. "I came up against different people of quite different outlooks and different education, and then gradually my conceit just began peeling off. I realized that the hymns, which were just sixth-rate music, were nevertheless being sung with devotion and benefit by an old saint in elastic side boots in the opposite pew. Then you realize that you aren't fit to clean those boots. It gets you out of your solitary conceit." Next time you're in church, look around. We're all different. Different points of view on politics and theology, different backgrounds and different life stories. But we need each other. And we are called to journey with each other, to encourage and to challenge each other. Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the German martyr who was killed for his resistance to Hitler, says this: "God has willed that we should seek and find his living word in the testimony of other Christians, in the mouths of human beings. Therefore, Christians need other Christians who speak God's word to them." And that isn't just preaching. God can speak to us in normal conversations. You don't have to be a church leader or a worship leader for God to use you to bring his message to people. You just need to be honest with each other, and God can use you without you even being aware of it. We need to be open that God can use anyone to bring a message to us. So be open and on the lookout for that word coming to you from perhaps unlikely people and sources. God also speaks to us through his creation, whether we are believers or not. In our reading from Psalm 19, the first four verses say, "The heavens declare the glory of God, the skies proclaim the work of his hands. Day after day they pour forth speech, night after night they reveal knowledge. They have no speech, they use no words, no sound is heard from them. Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the end of the world." So God pours forth speech silently. In verse 3 it says, "No speech, no words, no sound." But in verse 4, "Yet their voice goes out into all the earth, their words to the end of the world." God's glory is manifest in his creation, and he speaks silently in and through it. The whole earth belongs to God. As the psalmist says in Psalm 24, verse 1, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and those who live in it. And the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 10, verse 26, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, echoing that psalm. As everything belongs to God, he can choose to speak to us through anything. Reminded of the story of Balaam's donkey, where God even uses a donkey to speak to one of his servants in that rather amusing story. One of the exercises at the end of the chapter of the book suggests a prayer walk, to walk through in the countryside or an urban situation and ask God to speak to you in and through his creation. I try and go for a short walk most days, normally sort of late afternoon, to think and to pray and to reflect. I have a sort of routine circuit that I go around. And this time, at my wife's suggestion, we started doing it the other way around. So instead of going a certain circuit, start and go the opposite direction. And as I worked my way backwards, so to speak, I noticed a lot of things because I saw things from a different angle and was coming at things that I'd never seen before, or noticed things that I hadn't noticed before, and it came alive in a different way. Also, this past week, we had a healing service on Wednesday, and as I was sitting in the church listening to music and praying, I was noting the trees through the windows at the front here, and the wind rustling through the trees. And it was very sort of beautiful, and it spoke to me of God's Spirit flowing amongst us. And as I was in church there, my eyes were caught up into creation outside, and the two became one, and the Spirit was present in that moment. God speaks to us and in and through his creation if we take time to notice and to listen. God even speaks in and through the dirty world of politics. This week, Boris listened to others, eventually, that it was time to go. The former health secretary, Savid Javid, himself a Muslim, spoke in his speech about attending a prayer breakfast and this having an effect upon him. And he spoke out bravely about the need for honesty and integrity in public life. And what he said had an impact on others and had a political impact, which eventually resulted in Boris Johnson seeing that there wasn't enough support for him. We may not be called to public life in politics, but we are all called to, as Paul puts it in Ephesians 4, 15 to 16, instead speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is Christ. From him the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. All of us are called to speak the truth in love, to become mature like Christ, in Christ, with each of us playing our part in the process and becoming vessels of God's love and God's truth to each other. Let us pray. Lord, help us to discern your voice, your word, in the whole of life, through other people, through the beauty of your creation, through politics, through culture, through music. Help us to hear your voice as you speak to us in all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's move now to pray for others. There'll be moments of silence when you can bring your own prayers. God, our fellow traveller. We pray for those setting out on a journey, for holiday makers. Families moving home. Refugees. And for those setting out on a new journey of life, babies and children. Young people leaving home. New Christians. Encircle them with love. Protect and guide them. In your love and mercy, hear our prayer. God, our fellow traveller, we pray for those injured on a journey, the victims of crime, the victims of accidents, the victims of disease. And for those wounded on the journey of life, children neglected and abused. Those ill in body, mind, or spirit. The bereaved, the anxious or despairing. Bind up their wounds. Comfort and strengthen them. In your love and mercy, hear our prayer. God, our fellow traveller, we pray for those who help us on our journeys, workers in the tourist industry, strangers who befriend us and lend a hand, aid workers amongst the homeless and destitute. And for those who help us along the journey of life, our family and friends, teachers, preachers, counsellors, the household of faith. Keep us travelling together. Unite us in your love. In your love and mercy, hear our prayer. And in a moment of quiet and silence, we bring our own needs and concerns to the Lord. Lord, hear all these prayers, the prayers said out loud and the prayers whispered in the silence of our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining with us. I'll close with a blessing. Now may the blessing of God, life giver, pain bearer, love maker, be with us all, now and always. Amen. Thank you for joining with us. Go well and God bless.